I mentioned just before the break that Tyler Wright this week became the seventh Australian to win the Women's World Surfing title. She became the champion in France when her only rival American Courtney Conlogue was beaten in the semi-final. She's the first Aussie to win the title since six-time champion Stephanie Gilmore's last triumph back in 2014. I thought we'd have a chat to a seven-time winner of the World Surfing title. That's Lane Beachley. She's on the line. Hello, Lane.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Fantastic. What a great result for Australian surfing. And we had a chat to Mick Fanning on the program yesterday, and, you know, he's having a little break from surfing at the moment. But Tyler Wright, considering I think there's, what, one more round left in the season, she's already claimed the title. What a remarkable story.
It is a remarkable story. It's from adversity comes greatness. And, you know, she's had her challenges this year. It's been a tumultuous year with her family, with her greatest inspiration, Owen, suffering a pretty severe head injury at Pipeline last year, and then her losing her uncle, who she actually promised that she would win a world title to. So those tragedies have actually inspired her to be triumphant, and it's a tremendous achievement considering she's only 22 years old.
Listening to some of these young ladies that are on the tour, they always talk about you and you being a bit of a trailblazer for women surfers after you won your seven world titles. You must be proud seeing some of these young Australians coming through the ranks, clinching world titles, something that you've done in the past.
Absolutely. I'm immensely proud. And, you know, it's great to see the Australians dominating again, because since my last world title back in 2006, we've only seen two world champions in the last 10 years, and that's Steph Gilmore and Carissa Moore. So to see another fresh face and a young Australian come up trumps is incredibly inspiring for me. And I'm truly grateful for the fact that I've been able to blaze that way and create that path of future success for the next generation of women to benefit from.
Oh, there's no doubt you've done that, Lane. What are you doing to yourself these days?
These days, I'm doing a variety of things, Daryl. I'm doing motivational speaking and delivering workshops on creating a positive mindset and being able to create sustained success. I have my own charity, Aim for the Stars, which provides financial and moral support to young girls and women. I'm the chairperson of Surfing Australia, so I've obviously got my sights set on our new induction to the Olympic Games with 2020 in Tokyo coming up. And I sit on a couple of other boards. I do a bit of media, a couple of appearances, and I'm ambassador for a couple of things. So my dance card's pretty full. And then I surf every day as well.
Sort of wish I hadn't asked.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
What are you doing?
How do you do all that stuff? How do you find time for that?
It's a matter of being a very good energy manager and basically planning ahead, making the time, making sure I'm also making the time for me, which is where surfing is so important, and ensuring that I have downtime, because it's not about time management, it really is about energy management.
How often would you surf, Lane, these days?
My ideal is to surf every day, quite honestly. I tend to take one of the weekend days off just because it gets too busy. You know, the weekend warriors just come and take over the lineup, but I do like to get in the water every single day. It keeps me centered and grounded, and it gives me a healthy dose of perspective, and it's just a really good mindfulness practice as well.
Are you still based in Sydney, Lane?
I am still on the northern beaches of Sydney with my rock star husband, having a ball.
How's he going, the rock star husband?
The rock star husband's doing very well, thank you. In Excess is celebrating their 40th anniversary next year, so wow. I believe there's plans in the pipeline, but the only way I find out is by eavesdropping on conversations.
Are you still supporting your beloved Manly Sea Eagles?
I'm still supporting my beloved Manly Sea Eagles. It's kind of like the mafia, the Eagles Angels. The only way you can get out is if you die. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how they reinvent themselves next year, because, you know, they've had obviously a lot of changes, and it takes a bit of time for teams to gel and find how everyone sits in with each other. So, yeah, I'll be cheering them on for a premiership in the next couple of years, I think.
Is Kirk a surfer too? Do you go out together?
No, Kirk's not a surfer. No,
never.
He hates the sun, and I idolise it. So.
So when you go surfing, do you just grab a board and go by yourself? I suppose it's the one thing you can do where you get a bit of time just to yourself and to think about things and whatever. Is that what you do?
Exactly right. Yeah, it's a nice little bit of lane time just to grab the board and walk down the beach. And actually, Kirk's really conscious of the fact that I do sometimes get overwhelmed, as I explained what my life is filled with these days. There's a lot of demands and expectations on me, and sometimes he sees me feeling a little bit stressed or overwhelmed, and he literally shuts my laptop on my fingers and just looks at me and goes, "Go surfing." So he gets it, and it's nice to have that level of support at home.
Fantastic.
For sure.
Well, Lane, it's always great to talk to you. We love catching up with you, and it's great to hear you're still supporting your Manly Sea Eagles, keeping busy. And I just thought, out of everybody to talk to about Tyler Wright's victory, you're the perfect person, because you've been there and done it before. Thanks so much for giving us some time on a Sunday.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you. And congratulations to Tyler and especially her family and a whole support crew too. It's been a remarkable achievement.
Well said. Thanks, Lane. Lane Beachley, the 7-time world surfing champion.